From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Juneau's long-awaited whale park will be named Mayor Bill Overstreet Park. The former Juneau mayor passed away in 2013 at the age of 87. That applause is for his widow, Jean Overstreet, who attended Monday's assembly meeting. The assembly voted unanimously to name the park in her husband's honor. City Manager Rory Watt says the former mayor and educator was a driving force behind the Whale Park Committee, which has donated more than $600,000 to the project to date.
It's really nice to be able to honor Mayor Overstreet by naming the park. It was very popular. Mayor Overstreet first came into my office, it feels like 10 years ago, when he started working on the idea. He had great vision and endurance, and it's going to be really nice to complete the project in his memory.
The assembly also directed an additional $1.2 million to contractor Admiralty Construction to do additional work. Watt says the city isn't spending any more than already in the budget, but rather streamlining the bidding process to save money.
We're not actually appropriating more money into it. And so all they did was authorize that we added more work to that contractor without going through a competitive bid process.
Funding the $10 million project is a mix of sales tax revenue, donations from the Whale Committee, and fees collected from cruise ship passengers. The cruise ship industry is suing the city over the use of the marine passenger fees. Watt says the city is trying to be conservative on how it uses those fees while the lawsuit's pending.
There's always been a dividing line between what we thought was appropriate use for passenger fees and appropriate use for sales tax donations from the Whale Committee.
Admiralty Construction is now on track to finish the seawalk from the new footbridge to Gold Creek. A public restroom and a pump house for the water fountain by the whale sculpture remains under construction. It's slated to be completed next spring. Construction at an Alaska police training facility is nearing completion, and project managers say it should open this fall. The Chugiak Eagle River Star reports the South Central Law Enforcement Tactical Training Center in Birchwood we'll have four shooting ranges for local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. The project has been in the works for more than 10 years. Crews began clearing the property in 2016. And Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says he's mended fences with Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski after a widely reported dispute over Murkowski's vote to oppose the GOP health care bill. Zinke has tweeted a photo of the two Republicans enjoying Alaskan beers at his Washington home on Wednesday night. In a tweet, he says, quote, "I say dinner, she says brews. My friends know me well," end quote. The tweet includes a beer emoji. And a quick look at weather. It's 68 degrees at Juneau International Airport right now. Weather tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 52. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom.